Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what up, what up, what up, everyone? This is your commissioner, Ivan, the commissioner of the NBA Fantasy Football League. And today we got a good show ahead of everyone. And I just want to get it started. I can't get it started without saying a happy birthday to our host and big leaguer, CJ. So this was for you. Got to bounce it out for him, you hear me? But CJ, enjoy your day, man. He out there with his family. You know, there's nothing better in this world than family. So enjoy your family. You know, we miss you. Hopefully you get your W this week. But we're going to get this show started, and I can't get it started without saying the game of the week. But I got to first start it off because we got our first rivalry game of the week, and it's in our big leaguers, and it's none other than Team Your Boy in them. I can't ever stop laughing after someone told me that, but it's Team Your Boy and Them, coached by Derek Anderson, versus Life Support, coached by Teddy Ain't Playing No More. Long name, good result. Let me give you a little background information on this rivalry. Like, OMG, this rivalry has been so intense since the beginning of our league. Like, I'm telling you, one of these years, they were at it so bad. The next year, I was like, forget it. I didn't even want to do any more fantasy football. I was just done with it. But, you know, that was then, this is now. So you live and you learn. So I do appreciate those guys. But, hey, strap up, buckle your seatbelt, because it's going to be a long ride. It's going to be a good game. So we're just going to move on to our next league, which is our junior league, also known as our Flor de Lis League. It's pretty, got a pretty ringy name to it. But, this game here is Joe Hart. I forget who his team name is. Oh, it's Multiple Scoregasms. That's the name for you, Multiple Scoregasms. But he's playing a pretty. He's playing our league rookie. Add him up, coached by Jay Chris. You all may remember him. He was on our show. Well, he did an interview with us earlier in the week, and he spoke pretty well on that game, so that's going to be a high-scoring game. We'll see what happens there, but we're just going to move on to our minor league game, and this game here is Texas Steel Curtain 817. Hold it down for the TX, Funky Town, Fort Worth. But as Jeremy Epps, he's playing Team King. Wait, I said that backwards, like I have dyslexia. But it's King's team, coached by Keon. So it looks like we got a caller, and let's see who that is.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How's it going?
Yeah.
Who's this?
That's Joe. How you doing, man?
Oh, man. Hey, I'm doing great. I just was speaking on your game. How's it going?
It's all right. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Just getting it in, just getting started on the show. We just spoke about your game, so just tell us a little bit about yourself. What's the name of your team, and which league are you in?
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm in the junior league. My team, the best team ever. I know I got cheated on in the best team name, but it's a Multiple Scoregasms. As you know, we mess around, we scoring points out over here this way. That's what we doing. We winning games over here.
I gotta
make sure I put them on notice.
Games.
Oh, exactly, yes, exactly. Multiple times. You know how it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. I like the energy. So where are you calling from?
New Orleans. I'm down in New Orleans.
Okay, okay, cool. So that's where you're from, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Got to represent the NO. All right, so you got one of the game of the week for our Florida League, a.k.a. the Junior League. So what do you think you're going to get that, you know, do you think you're going to get the win this week?
Oh, man, hold up. I'm just going to go on the record and say no, like everybody else does. Nah, but, you know, I'm coming for the victory, two in a row. And I got to make sure I'll get a shout-out to my commish because he is picking against me. He's picking against me for the second week in a row, and I had to show him up last week because he done it to me last year, and I had to show him up again. So that's what I'm going to do.
You know, I'm sorry.
So you're fine.
So this is no new thing for the commission.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Yahoo always gets it right. I'm just glad we don't have no money online because the commission will be one broke man. Because he always go against me. Because I guess because I don't have an experience in here. But like I showed him last year, I'm in it to win it. And only because of the matchups last year is the only reason why I didn't take on the championship. But it's okay. I'm coming for mine this year.
Okay. Cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, you've been in the league. How long you been in the league?
It's my second year.
Okay, yeah. Last year you came in and made a big splash. So this year you coming to take the cash, huh?
Oh, no, you already know. There's no other way to get up in this. No other reason.
Okay. I like how you roll, sir. I like that. All right, so next question I have for you. How long have you been playing fantasy football?
It's been about maybe like 7-8 years, maybe a little bit longer.
Okay, all right, cool. So on average, I mean, because myself, I have like, I can check my fantasy football for about 10 times a day. So how many times a day on average do you check your lineup?
Okay, well, you said 10. I give about the same average. I just want to make sure that I keep up on it because, as you know, with the NFL, things constantly change. So you have to make sure that you're on top of your team and you're on top of the people that you play with also, because just like you may have a competitive mindset, you never know the next person might have the same thing. So we got to find out who will beat that waiver wire and see who get the best player to make their team be the best. Because at the end of the day, you know, we all in it to win it. At least I like to think we all in it to win it. I can't tell about the people who play against me. That's why they're taking them L's, but it's okay though.
Cool. Okay. So, well, you know, do you have any strategy going into the week? Like, what do you do? Are you run heavy, or you know, how do you set your team up?
I just look at the way I set mine up. It's teams, three different categories where I set mine up: teams that you touch, teams you don't touch, and teams that you may possibly touch. And I'm gonna say, for example, last night put Cincinnati and Houston. You know, that's two teams that I pretty feel like it's in the middle of the pack. The Cincinnati, you know, all you look at is the quarterback, or you at least used to look at Dalton. But the A.J. Green would be the main one that you look at. And on the side of Houston, the DeAndre Hopkins is the main. And maybe Lamar Miller, if you feel as if you want to be run heavy. And Deshaun Watson, you know, he's going to be the man. Because within our league, as you know, we get the run yards. We get the every first down point. You get that. So a quarterback who could actually use his legs, which I believe he ran for a touchdown last night, it gives you big points out of the way. Yeah, so that's the way I try to look at that one.
You got your eyes all the way open, so you paid attention to the scoring and, the way things run in the league.
Oh, yes. If you don't know, you can't win. That's exactly how it goes.
Okay. Well, there it is. So you really coming in to win it, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got to bring that championship back home. It's okay. Everybody, y'all want to do your thing out there in Texas? It's okay. Y'all can have it. But we're going to bring it to the end, though. I promise. Exactly. You know how it is. Exactly.
Cool. So on Sundays, you know, everyone gets up in the morning, got to check their lineup. They got to do, you know, they do some things, check some articles, maybe check some commercial things on TV. Do you have any pregame rituals?
Oh yeah, don't check it. You do your homework between Tuesday and Thursday, and leave it alone. Because if you get up on Sunday morning and want to check your lineup, you're scared. There's no reason to do that. Oh, who I'm gonna check? No, they're saying this about that person. They're saying it about that person. You should already know who will play, who not gonna play. You should already know that. Everybody like last week, the guy I played last week, you know, we talked about Odell. Odell's been having this ankle injury, this hamstring injury, this leg injury, shall I say, for two weeks now, since preseason. So no reason to be thinking he's going to play game time Sunday night. Of course not. You should have known that way before time. Come on now. at all. So yeah, that's my pregame. We're not checking up. We getting up. We gonna get our cereal. We gonna get our coffee, our donuts. We gonna sit down and have a nice little breakfast. And we just about to sit down, get us a little, put a candle or whatever we have, because we about to make this wish for the other team, because we know we about to win.
Okay.
We like to hope that they come in. We hope they don't lose by no more than 50 points. That's the wish we're doing.
Well, that's pretty cool. So, you know, in New Orleans, the Saints, you know, we our pregame ritual is to, you know, get full off some beers and some drinks, and then second line, we lose a draw. I mean, you know.
Exactly. Walk in the end zone backwards, you know. At least make it to the red zone, but don't make it to the end zone, whichever you want to call it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, what do you think of your week two opponent?
What I think of him?
Yeah, like, you know, what do you think of the lineup? I'm sorry, let me say that. What do you think of the
rookie?
You're playing the rookie coach. You're playing a rookie now.
I didn't even know that.
I had spoke on him last week. I was like, yeah, you know, you got to, because I put the rookie. We did an interview with the rookie early in the week, and I had told him, I was like, you're a veteran, a 2-year, second-year rookie in our league, and you know, you're pretty knowledgeable. I spoke pretty high on you. So, you know, he said, he was like, yeah, you know, he broke down your team to us. So, he seems like he's ready. So, are you ready?
Okay, like, well, yeah, he needs to be ready. I'm always ready. Yeah, wake up, go to sleep, you know, eat, never. You got to be ready. 24/7, 25/8. How about that? Let's have an hour out a day. We have to be ready all the time. But I think his line was pretty decent. I think the quarterback matchup that we're going to have is going to pretty much, you know, determine our game, because it's a Sunday night, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers type of duel. It's going to be a high-scoring affair. There's hopefully more high-scoring for my quarterback than his, but it's okay. I think it's going to be okay. I think that he got hurt with the Tyler Eifert last night. You know, as one man I wouldn't have started. And if I'm not mistaken, if I'm thinking about his team correctly, he had to start him, because I don't think he has another tight end on his roster. But, you know, sometimes that's not the hand that you need to be forced to play with. But I think that if he stays in the lineup that he has, of course he's going to lose.
There it is.
He said, add them up. That's adding up them losses. That's what we're adding up. We're not adding up anything but them losses on that side.
Boom, multiple scorgasms on them. Okay, that's what I'm
saying. Exactly. It's okay, though. That's fine, because I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna have the third highest scoring game of the week. I want to call it blowout, but I think there'll be two more games that will be higher than mine. I'm gonna have to wait another week to get a blowout of the week. But I'm coming for it though, free money.
Okay. So you're gonna have third highest. Of the third highest scoring of the week. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so anything as we wrap this up, because we got to get Ed, we got to get to the Ed he's holding on for us, so we can get on the Ed, the Robinson report. But anything you want to say, you know, address to the other coaches in the league?
Be careful. That's all I'm saying, be careful. And I got a special shout out, and I hope that this person is listening. Number one, Victoria's Secret. Oh, I'm coming for you. Oh, I'm coming for you, girl. I'm sorry. I'm not a sexist or anything, but no girl power in this league. No girl power. I'm coming for you. She had the number one spot now, but it's not gonna be that much longer.
Yeah,
week 7.
She done. She done.
Get the bounty ready. Week 7. I'm going to get her.
Week 7. You going in? So there we have.
Oh, I'm going to get her. I'm calling it now. Game of the week right now. I'm 6-0. She's going to be 5-2. I'm sorry, 5-1. And I'm going to make sure I'm going to be up there, and I'm going to beat her again. 7-game win streak. I'm calling it right now. On the air.
Boom.
Whoever listening, make sure y'all write it down.
Oh, yeah. And if people listen, it's going to definitely get around the league. Like I told you, the rookie, you know, he heard folks about the game this week. And I'm already sure he's going to hear your response to, you know, to this, you know, your response to him. So as we wrap things up, man, we got a great week, too. So, what do you think about the competition level in the league? You like it, or you having fun?
Oh yeah, I think it's fair for what it is so far. But I also believe that within a fantasy football realm, you can't really start judging anything until the fourth week, because that's when you really got your team lineups. You know that how you feel going forward. But I tell you, if you are 0-3, 0-4 going into, you know, week four, then it's nothing that you can do about it. If you're not in the top upper echelon, especially within our league, because you know it's with us being top eight, making it to the playoffs, you have to be ready. You have to distance yourself. And, you know, it's the only the strong will survive. Only the strong will survive.
That is absolutely right. Wow, man, look like you paid, you know, you've been sleeping with the light on.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
So, cool, let me bring Ed Rob with the Robinson Report. Hey, Ed, are you there?
I'm right here. Ivan, what's going on, brother?
Oh, man, Greg's going great. It's going great. We got Jay. I'm sorry. Woo, look at me being messy. We got Joe Hyde with Baltimore Storgasms on the line here. So,
I hear you.
We're just going to finish up the interview with him. Can you get us up to speed with the NFL and the Robinson Report?
All right, thanks a lot. All right, thank you so much. Well, like I said before, my name is Ed Robinson, and this is the Robinson Report. And last night was a solid performance from Texans rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson as Houston beat Cincinnati 13-9. In that game, Watson had a rushing touchdown in that game, and the Texans go to 1-1 while the Bengals fall to 0-2. In the meantime, in the injury department, the Texans had Brian Cushing, their linebacker, is going to be out for 10 games he's going to miss 10 games during the season due to violating the league's substance abuse policy. And also there were other injuries, including wide receivers Bruce Ellington, of course, Will Fuller, who broke his collarbone in practice, and then tight end Ryan Griffin suffered a concussion. In the meantime, you've got some other great matchups coming up on this week too already, some exciting games coming up. We've got the Titans and the Jaguars. Also, some injury notes, injuries to pass along for Arizona, for the Cardinals and Titans. I'm sorry, this is the, let me see what games we have here. With the Tennessee and the Jacksonville game, running back TJ Yeldon was full participation in practice, so he's expected to go to the Sunday's game. However, in our Eagles and Chiefs game, we've got injuries. Ronald Darby, the cornerback, did not practice. He may not play due to an ankle injury. Also, we have Chiefs injuries. Defensive tackle Benny Logan fully participated today. And also, we had linebacker Reggie Ragland was doubtful. The big game that everybody's been talking about is with the Patriots and the Saints on the injury front. Danny Amendola is still out with that concussion. And also, you've got Dante Hightower is currently out with a knee injury. He may play on Sunday. He'll most likely be a game-time decision. And also, Devin McCourty is going to be a game-time decision with a groin injury. On the Saints front, offensive tackle Zach Streif is going to be out for at least 3 to 5 weeks due to an MCL sprain in Monday night's loss against the Vikings. However, Stephon Anthony, despite having an ankle injury, he practiced today. He had limited practice today. And Teron Armstead, the offensive lineman, did not practice due to a shoulder injury. Also, some other injuries and reports to pass along to you, especially with the game of the week, Dallas and Denver. Again, Anthony Hitchens, linebacker, and cornerback Orlando Scandrick were both out. Again, Scandrick is going to be a game-time decision. In the meantime, Hitchens is going to be out for quite some time. As far as Denver is concerned, Devontae Booker was limited due to a wrist injury, and Ronald Leary, the offensive lineman, is questionable with a concussion injury. And then the Monday night game, Lions and the Giants, Odell Beckham, game-time decision, still battling that ankle injury. However, cornerback Janoris Jenkins was practiced fully today. So, again, I didn't do too bad last week. I was over 500, had 9 wins and 6 losses, but I'm already 0-1 because I had Houston beating Cincinnati. That didn't happen. But in the meantime, in my other picks, I have Baltimore beating Cleveland, Carolina beats Buffalo, Arizona beats Indianapolis, Tennessee beats Jacksonville, Kansas City beats Philadelphia. I've got I don't think Brady and Belichick are going to leave the Dome 0-2. I got New England beating the Saints in a close one by 3. Pittsburgh beats Minnesota. Tampa Bay beats Chicago. I've got the Rams taking down the Dolphins. The Raiders will beat the Jets. Washington will take down the Chargers. Seattle beat San Francisco. The Sunday night game, Atlanta will beat Green Bay in that new stadium. And the game of the week, Denver beats Dallas. And Monday night, the Giants will beat the Lions. And don't forget, if you still want to catch up on all the news and notes and in-depth analysis, check out my book, The 2017 Pro Football Regular Season Outlook, available for digital download. It's exclusively on ebook format on lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U. com, and type up my name in a search box, Ed Robinson. And also, don't forget, the post is up on the Sports Talk with Friends Facebook page. So go ahead and check it out. And I'm Ed Robinson. This has been your Robinson Report.
Yeah, that was the Roberts report. And as he said, you got to check out his book because it came. As soon as it came out, he added, you know, he added it to the group. He dropped it in there, and I had bought it immediately. And it wasn't that expensive. It was what, $5?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, great. And it was well worth it. I mean, it was 198 pages of all the all 30. What is it? 32 teams? 2018?
All 32 teams.
That's right. Keep you on your feet. Yes, all 32 teams in the league. And it was a breakdown by position, player, and I'm telling you. And they're wondering why I'm pulling rabbits out the hat in our fantasy football league. So you have, wait, so Ed, so you have the Patriots beating my Saints?
Yes, I do. I don't see Brady and Belichick leaving the dome 0-2. I just don't see that happen. I think they had 10 days rest after that last Thursday night's game. I think they had time to rest, recoup, get their game plan together, and I just don't see 0-2 in the short term future.
Wow. Okay. Let's bring caller Joe back on the line. Let's see what he's. Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
Hello. So did you hear the Robinson report? He has the Patriots beating our Saints.
Okay. I'm gonna say this. He was saying that. Ed was saying that he don't see it. And I'm going to say the only reason you don't see it is because you don't have your eyes open. I understand they got the 10 days rest. But come on, man. The Saints in the dome, we at home. And the Saints know that. I think the reason why they lost to the Vikings is because, if I'm not mistaken, they went into the red zone 5 times and only came out with 3 field goals. They make it to the red zone. They can't punch it in. And I think with Sean Payton being an offensive mastermind, it's not going to happen 2 weeks in a row. Now, they got down there with ease. And I don't think it's a problem with the Saints offense at all. It's just a point of them finishing, not getting down there. And he's going to have a few days to get. And that's what he's going to fix. It's not a problem with them getting down there. It's a problem with the finish. And I think it's a whole lot easier to get your team ready to finish in comparison to getting down the field. They could get down the field, once again, like Cincinnati. They could get down the field to score. So they couldn't have no reason to try to get them. I'm sorry.
But, no, I said that is true. But historically speaking, Drew Brees has always had a problem with red zone attempts, with red zone completion. So that's going to be
and,
hard,
you know,
coming into
it's week two. Okay, I understand that. But as you spoke of, Dante Hightower most likely will not play. You know, they don't have no linebackers over there anyway. So, and I think Adrian Peterson is about to be a man possessed. It's not going to happen for him not getting a rock with 7 times. Like, I didn't come up to New Orleans to get the ball 7 times.
Hey, it's in his DNA. Yes, sir. That is awesome. So great feedback. So we're just going to jump right in there. We're just going to do the bad call nominees of this week. So – not bad call. I'm sorry. The biggest loser nominees of the week. So what that is the commissioner and I, Jimmy Hudson, and myself, we go through all the leagues, and we do a team-by-team breakdown, and we check and make sure and see who made the worst calls of the week. Like, what did you do that you could have done better? And so that was posted in the group, and, you know, group members and coaches actually voted on this. So this year was voted on by members of the group. And in the big league, we have Team Instagram. He was one of the nominees. In our junior league, a.k.a. the Florida Elite League, we've had Team You Hate Me, which our callers should actually remember and our listeners should remember because we had an interview with them last week. So in our minor league, we have Phillips Team. So remember those names? Big League, Team Instagram, Junior League, we've had You Hate Me, and in the minor league, we've had Phillips Team. So with this, we're just going to keep going, and we're going to go up to our commissioner's pick week 2. In our big league, we have our first rival game, which is Life Team Life Support going up against Team Your Boy Now. Team Life Support's come into week 2 0-1. But Team Life Support comes into this game 0-1 versus Your Boy Nim, who's coming off of a week one win that some coaches and some teams are saying that it may be a luck. So this week will be the tail of the test. So the matchup points favor Team Life Support by 13. Commissioner picks in this game is Team Life Support. Who is that man's mama? 1-0 comes into this game versus Team Daddy Daycare. Hey, a man without his kids is dangerous. And this weekend, Team Daddy Daycare was able to find a sitter. So the commissioner picked Daddy Daycare to win this one, even though he's up by 15 points. The next game we have is the chosen one comes into this game 0-7 versus our 2016 league champ Mayhem, who's also coming into this game 0-7. And hey, 0-2 start is not a good look for our 2016 champ. So will the chosen one be the one that puts the the stop sign between him and his win, or will it be a tail? So matchup points favor this game. Matchup points favor the team Mayhem by 18. The commissioner picks team Mayhem. Moving right along to our next game, let's get physical. That is an awesome team name. You got to see the spelling. It's let's get P-H-Y-Z-E-K-I-E-L. Coming to this game, 1-0 versus team Randall Rambunctious. You should remember that team name from last week because he pulled off a very good week one win. But this week, hey, the commissioner said the last time he fell in love with the team name coached by Coach Chris, he became our 2014 league champ. So we're going to keep that going. And team physical has a 12-point spread. Commissioner picks team physical. The champ is here versus Instagram. Both of these guys come in here 0-0. And no one likes bottom feeders. Only bottom feeders are catfishers. So this game here will be blacked out, so nothing to watch here. Commissioner didn't even pick it. Game's blacked out. So the next game we have is Super Spectacular, 1-0 versus Survival of the Fit, who's coming in 0-1. So last week, Team Spectacular, he was able to pull off a magic trick by putting, I don't know what he did, putting a team together all in a matter of one day. But this week, we think that show will get canceled. Matchup points favor Survival of the Fit by 22, and that's who the commissioner picked. Hey, you got to watch it. Team, hide your kids, hide your wife. Coming in 1-0 versus They Love to Hate Me. This man changes his name like every 3 seconds. But Team High comes into this, the point spread, underdog, even after the impressive week one, and we don't see that slowing down in week two. Matchup points favor They Hate to Love Me by 23. The commissioner picks Team High to win. So as I get a drink of water because, wow, that was a lot of talking and a lot of reading, we're just going to go ahead and move on to our Junior League, the a.k.a. Floor Denini. And that's the one that our caller, Multiple Scoregasm, spoke on. The commissioner's always picking against him. So this is going to be a good one for him. So the game of the week in this game here is, of course, Multiple Scoregasm versus Adam Up. So we won't spoil that one too much because here, you know, it's going to be a good game. Both of them have great quarterbacks that are actually playing in real life. But the commissioner picked Team Adam Up, even though Yahoo picked Multiple Scoregasm. So we're going to move on to our next game, You Hate Me versus Hoodoo. All right, well, this is a hard game here to pick, but as history tells us tale, as it normally does, whenever You Hate Me loses, the next week he goes and runs up the scoreboard. So maybe that might be why Team Multiple Scoregasm said he'll have the third highest score game this week. Commissioner picked Team You Hate Me, even though Yahoo picked Team Hoodoo. So the next game is The Champ Is Here versus Nighthawk Team. That's a scary name right here, but that's about the best you get out of this game. Both of them are winless. Commissioner pick, The Champ Is Here, Yahoo pick the same. So moving right along to Team Bounty Hunter versus Juice Team. Juice. You like, you got the juice or orange juice? But either way, both of them are middle of the pack teams, and, you know, not too many people want to watch this game. But commissioner picked the Bounty Hunter to win. Yahoo picks the Bounty Hunter to win, too. Moving right along to That's All You Got versus the Recruit. After taking an L last week, That's All You Got is coming into week two as an underdog, facing the Recruit. Hey, the Recruit is not there. It's not his first time out there. So the commissioner picked a Recruit to come out here with the victory, and Yahoo is following suit, saying the same. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Versus Victoria's Secret. Look at that. That's a fitting name for going against an opponent who's not a Victoria's Secret. So, hide your kids, hide your wife. Coming in week two, all guns blazing, but we got to watch out for Victoria's Secret because every woman has a secret. So, hopefully, Shooting group killed Team Hot. Commissioner picked Team Hot. Yahoo picked Team Hot as the same. So, all right, we go to next game. We have Insane Asylum versus El Chapo Dillinger. I don't know if that's the same El Chapo that got picked up in Mexico and now is in New York facing trial, but, hey, when the U.S. is on your ass, we're on your ass, so you won't be able to get yourself out of, you know, out of taking this week two L again, Mr. El Chapo. Commissioner picked Insane Asylum, even though Yahoo picked El Chapo. So we're just going right next to our next league, which is our minor league. This one here is a little bit smaller than our first two leagues, which are 14-team leagues. This league here is 12-team and has a bit different scoring. But the game of the week in this game is Tex Steel Curtain 817, who's coming into this game 1-0. Look at my dog. She's trying to get all involved in this. So just came back from letting the dog outside to go pee. But the game of the week in this game is Tex Steel Curtain 817 versus King's Team. You know, this game here, both, it should be a good game. Very high scoring. Neither team has a point spread. So the commissioner's picking King's Team to win this one. Next game is Spicy Cooks and Nola versus Phillips Team. I don't know if there's Cooks, Brandon Cooks is in New Orleans, but there are also some Spicy Cooks. So matchup points favor Phillips Team by 15. Commissioner picks Spicy Cooks and Nola to win this one. Moving right along to Smoking 8, coming into this game 0-1 versus Buzzkill, who's a rookie and got a week one win. You know, the commissioner in this league, he doesn't like rookies, so matchup points favor Buzzkill by 7, and the commissioner picks Smoking 8. Moving right along to Tyrone's Team, coming in 0-1 versus VA's Finest, who's 0-1. Battle of the winless, someone has to win. Matchup points favorite Tyrone C's Team by 9. Commissioner picks VA's Finest. Next one, Got 'em Coach, 1-0, versus Ken's Terrific Team, who's 0-1. Ken's Terrific Team is coming into this game looking for a win, definitely. But Got 'em Coach, coming to this game, the point spread favorite. Commissioner picks Got 'em Coach to win this one. Digby Eagles versus Charles Team. Both of these teams come into week two looking to increase their win percentage. But you can't go against Digby Eagles. Matchup points favor Digby Eagles by 2. Commissioners pick Digby Eagles. So that wraps that segment up, and whew, do I need a drink of water. One more, we're going to get one more quick shout out while we get our caller Joe back on the line. Hey, man, we jamming for you, CJ. Hey,
oh, yeah.
Joe, you there?
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, I was tired after all that talking. But
I was tired for you. Don't worry.
Man, so, hey, if we wrapping things up, are you got anything else you want to say?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, I was saying, like, you have anything? Oh, wait, one thing I want to ask you is, how did you find our league?
Oh, Mr. Life Support, who's always flatlining, I want to give him a shout-out. I hope he's listening. I hope, you know what? On another note, I hope he's on his EMS truck listening. Why you got somebody on the monitor? Let me shout him out, because he want to be Mr. Game of the Week, but he can't win a game. How does it go work? I understand that. Come on, Commiss, you got to do better than that, bruh. You can't be Game of the Week,
hey,
if you open everything.
We got to get a fan what they want.
What fan?
But yeah,
he be listening,
because he was telling me one time how he was actually in a truck and he was listening to the podcast. We got a caller.
Mr. Life Support, I hope you're listening. It's a shout-out. Please, Mr. Multi-Scoregasm, give you a shout-out. I hope you're on the truck listening.
Hey, hello, we just got a call on the line.
Ocean's 11. Yo, what's good, man?
We know this is. Look, that's my line. Well, who introduce yourself. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm definitely calling from New Orleans, man. It's a minor league first time coach. You know what I'm saying? First time caller. Just calling to see what y'all talking about over here.
Okay, okay. Introduce yourself. What's your name? What's your team name?
Just so you know, my team name changed every week based on my opponent. This week is Buzzkill. Since somebody gonna be smoking Ace, they gonna be sober than the motherfucker this week.
Man, we just was talking about your game, and wow, we got a rookie on the call. You know, the commissioner picked against you.
But you know, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? They don't know no better. Anybody that side with somebody that's willing to play a Cincinnati Bengal against me deserves to take that loss picking against me. You know?
Okay. Okay, okay, cool. So this your first year in the league, what do you think?
I mean, I'm kind of upset y'all put me down there with all these scrubs, to be honest with you. I'm in the league with somebody that only scored 43 points. I'm actually really disappointed, you know what I'm saying, with the level of competition right off the bat.
That is true, that is true. That's a good way to get yourself booted up to the junior league and, you know, get you some competition. But,
that league won already. I'm looking forward to next season.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I won't even ask you too much about your two opponents. So, anything you want to tell the league? You know, how you want to introduce yourself?
You say that again?
I say anything, you know, I'm like, I won't even ask you about your week one opponent because, you know, you came on with that Mike Lowry, you know, so, hey, I respect the game. But, you know, anything you want to tell the league, you know, introduce yourself?
Just let the league know my name, Edward. Y'all can call me champ, you know what I'm saying, because the champ is here. So tell everybody good luck trying to get second place.
Hey, get up with y'all two all
along. I tell about
my home. Rake it up. Like, y'all about to come in here, just come take on the money. I like that.
So you know what? So when you hold your draft party, it seems like you got to come to New Orleans and make sure that you come hand the trophies out down here. Because it seems like the rookie league and the Florida Elite League is already sold up already. Shout out to Victor. I hope she's listening. Shout out to Life Support, who are always flatlining, because he ain't going to do nothing but finish that. He going to finish 20th in the Big Dog League. And I don't know how many teams that got up there, but he going to finish at the bottom. Shout out to him on AMS Truck. Shout out.
Hey, let me tell you, you had ruffles in the feather when you told him you flatlined, and I asked him about it. And he said he seen it, but he chose to speak on it after he gets him a win.
So if you tell him to speak on it when he get him a win, he'll never talk about it. So it's all good. We ain't worrying about it. He'll never speak on it again in his life.
All right, let me run this show up here. I just want to end this show with letting everybody know that our biggest league of the week, of week one, is none other than Team You Hate Me. So with that, on tomorrow, they're going to have to change their profile picture to our trophy. So once again, Coach Ziggy of Team You Hate Me is our biggest loser. And with that, thank y'all for listening, and we out.